B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going
to
be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by Home Depot. The Home Depot is hiring near you. Join their team. Apply today at careers.com. At homedepot.com, I should say. That's careers.homedepot.com. The Home Depot is an equal opportunity lender. It'd be a great job.
Yeah.
They do coffee and donuts on weekends.
Right.
I think for the employees, you know.
Right.
That's what I've heard. Anyway, what do you got?
I'm going to tell you how long you drive around in your car when this happens.
Ah, okay.
You shouldn't, but I do.
Okay. You just want to feel better about
it. Yep.
Gotcha. Brian, what do you have?
You want to get away? I've got some cool places you can go right here in Massachusetts.
Those are cool. I'm going to tell you how scientists in Israel are saving turtles, sea turtles that got in an oil slick.
Oh.
Very bad. With what they call the Elvis treatment.
They're getting the Elvis treatment. Okay.
Think about that.
What's going to happen to those turtles?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, really.
Okay.
All right. Hear this sound when it comes on.
What sound is that, LBF?
This one.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst. That means that your check engine light is flashing, and then it'll be quiet. Thank God. It doesn't do it forever. Because that means you can ignore it or turn up the radio, which is I like to do. So how long? I do it.
Advising it. Turn the radio up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true. What's that noise? Who cares?
Do you do that to your husband when he's talking to you?
I turn down my hearing aid.
Oh, turn down there.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I don't have a hearing aid, but if I did. Okay. So what's the average amount of time people spend driving around in their car with the check engine light on without doing anything about it? I'm surprised it's this few amount of days.
A week.
More.
More than a week?
9 days.
Okay.
Nine days. Not me or my sister.
Uh-huh.
We're the long haulers.
Okay.
So I said to my sister recently, hey, she wanted to take my car down the Cape with the kids because it's convertible. I said, okay, but the check engine light just came on. And she said, oh, kidding me? Mine's been on for a year. I'm like, okay. Good time. Okay. We're doing something right.
Usually that is some kind of indication. Not so much of the engine problems, but usually it's emissions or something like that.
Need some
service.
Just bring it in. Check it out.
But you still should check it out.
Honest to God, I always think it's just the light bulb.
Okay.
It's misfiring.
That's it.
We always called it the dummy lights.
Yeah, that's what they used to
call it, Brian. I know my wife and I would like to get away and just, take a vacation, but we can't really go anywhere right now. But I ran across this blog, The Blonde Abroad. It's this girl in California.
The Blonde Abroad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have started.
She's got a travel blog, and she has this whole list of the coolest Airbnbs in Massachusetts. Mm. And a bunch of them are, like, out in Western Mass. Like, there's, log cabins and neat places. But there's some that are, like, right here, like Rockport.
Mm-hmm.
There's some downtown. A cool, like, one-bedroom right downtown. Maybe just go get away for, like, a night or two.
Yeah.
And you
wouldn't
can
that
kind
be
of
nice?
Escape. Look,
wouldn't
you
that
want to
nice?
Stay in a little, look at this, a little like
that's
hobbit,
a treehouse,
a little hobbit tower.
Wow.
Out in Lee, Mass.
Would you like that?
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
The hobbit tower.
There you go.
Fun with the kids.
How about Lakefront in Wrentham?
That
nice woodsy
what
cabin.
Lake is that?
I have no idea.
Okay. Wrentham Lake.
I'll post the link right in our Three Cool Things podcast.
I like
WRR.com.
Yeah, and it's Airbnb. It's pretty cheap, right?
Not surprisingly, the Blonde Abroad is very attractive.
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Kiki.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so how are the scientists in, doctors and vets and scientists in Israel? I guess there was a devastating oil spill that coated Israel's coast with a thick black tar. Okay, now, apparently 11 sea turtles were still alive enough to be rescued. They came to us full of tar, they say. All their trachea from inside and outside was full of tar. So workers have been removing the toxic substance from the reptiles' airways and found a creative way to flush it out of their digestive tracts. Would you like to know what that is?
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
They stuff them full of mayonnaise.
What?
Which practically cleans their system and breaks down the tar. Huh. The recovery process takes about a week or two, after which the turtles are released back into the wild.
Huh.
Mayonnaise.
I don't like mayonnaise at all, except in my tuna.
Yeah. I think I like my turtle with hot drawn butter instead.
Do you like that? You like your turtle?
Oh,
mayonnaise?
That's messed up.
Lobster roll, mayo, or hot butter? Yeah.
Mayo. Yeah, no, that's a... No, that's a...
Isn't
I'm very happy for the turtles, but
they call it the Elvis.
I'm not one.
The Elvis tree.
I like it.
Didn't he have...
Mayonnaise and banana sandwiches.
Oh, no.
The nastiest thing. Right? Or peanut butter.
I think I like that.
But some people
butter.
Do mayo, peanut butter, and...
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.